$4.7 billion bond package. It would be put on the ballot this November, which is interesting in and of itself because there's nothing else that would be on the ballot for most people in North Carolina this November. Even the local localities that are supposed to have municipal elections in the fall probably won't have them in November because of the delay in the census figures. So this would be a very low turnout election for a $4.7 billion bond, much of that going to education projects, including $2.5 billion for public schools. This is something else that's raising some red flags among people who are fiscal conservatives.